An initiative drive would require a label on any food sold in the state which contained genetically modified ingredients. It also would force labeling of meat which has been fed with GMOs. Organizer Jared Keene said people have a right to know if what they're eating is made from or contains genetically modified organisms. But Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau Federation said putting a GMO label on things might indicate to some there's a reason for caution.
For me personally, it's not a right to know. It's a right to create doubt in the minds and the hearts of our consumers. We scare people enough with all the other things they have to worry about.
Murphy said farmers have been genetically modifying crops for 1,000 years. That includes crossbreeding and even domestication of crops, turning what at one time was a little more than a grass into what we know today as corn. But Keene said that's telling only half the story.
Splicing two plants together and giving them a chance to cultivate and grow and see what becomes of them has been part of what we've been doing for centuries. This is taking the gene of a non-plant item and basically shooting it into the gene of the corn.
Backers have until July 3rd to get nearly 173,000 valid signatures to put the issue on the November ballot. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.